Besides the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum, the institution with the most impressive collection of artifacts related to space exploration is in Hutchinson, Kansas. The collection at the Kansas Cosmosphere and Space Center includes the Apollo 13 Command Module. But the museum has been rocked recently by the indictment of its former director on theft and fraud charges. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
Hanging above the crowds of visitors in the Cosmosphere's lobby is an SR-71 Blackbird. It's a 30-ton decommissioned spy plane, one of the few in the world on display. Inside the gallery, Laura Main is leading a group of elementary students from Mays, Kansas, through an exhibit featuring another important piece of spaceflight history, the Bell X-1.
Now, you guys just studied this, right?
Yeah.
Who flew this plane?
James.
What did he do?
Broke the sound barrier.
This plane, the glamorous Glennis, is actually a replica, the one used in the movie The Right Stuff. But much of what's on display here is the real thing, from actual German V-1 and V-2 rockets to Apollo spacesuits used in the lunar program. In its nearly 30 years, the Cosmosphere has amassed a huge collection of space artifacts. Much of the material was acquired by Max Arey, the museum's president from its founding until 3 years ago, when he left to head another space museum. Arey is the man who took an obscure planetarium, once a fixture at the Kansas State Fair, and turned it into a world-class space museum, drawing nearly 300,000 visitors a year. But 2 years ago, shortly after Arey left the Cosmosphere, an inventory check raised concerns. Museum staff were unable to locate about 100 items, many on loan from NASA. A federal investigation followed, and this month, prosecutors in Wichita announced an 11-count indictment against Max Arey. Arey's lawyer, Lee Thompson, says even though the investigation has been going on for more than a year, his client was still surprised that he was indicted.
He originated the collection. He brought hundreds, if not thousands, of items of his personal property with him when he started as director of the Cosmosphere. He put in place the procedures for this inventory before he left to go to Oklahoma City.
In the indictment, prosecutors charge Arey with selling 6 items belonging to NASA and trading several others. In all, the indictment says Arey made about $180,000 selling items from the Cosmosphere's collection, money prosecutors say Arey kept. Arey's lawyer, Lee Thompson, says the question of who owned the material put up for sale is not as simple as the indictment suggests. In Wichita, U.S. Attorney Eric Melgram disputes that, saying the missing items listed in the 11-count indictment are clearly not Arey's, but the property of NASA or the Cosmosphere.
There are far more items that the Cosmosphere's inventory indicated were missing than Mr. Arey is charged on. The items that for which Mr. Arey is charged in the indictment are those items that we felt had a clear indication of ownership, either in the Cosmosphere or in some government agency such as NASA.
For many, what makes this case so surprising is that it involves a well-respected pioneer, one of the nation's leading experts on spacecraft preservation. When Arey started collecting old space artifacts in the early 1970s, many considered it junk. Now, 30 years later, there's a thriving market in space collectibles. Following a brief court appearance in Wichita last week, Arey said, "My defense is very, very simple. I'm not guilty." Greg Allen, NPR News.
Pictures of the Cosmosphere Museum and its artifacts are at npr.org.